Hey everyone, how's it going? I'm CJ Baumgartner with KWAD and Hubbard Radio Wadena. Tuesday morning on the morning show, KWAD, every weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. is when I'm on the air. And Tuesday morning was special because we got the opportunity to interview Aaron Simmons. If you don't know who he is, he's a Stuartville, Minnesota native. He's an aspiring country singer, and he came in studio today to talk about a song called Nobody's Home in Wadena, and just to hear the connections behind Wadena and Central Minnesota and being a country music artist based in the Midwest. It's a really cool conversation. So here you go. We're going to play it for you now. And we have the opportunity, joining us live in studio, it's Mr. Aaron Simmons. Hey, Aaron, how's it going today?
I'm doing well, CJ. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So for those who don't know, Aaron Simmons, we played you a song about an hour ago. He's got a song called Nobody's Home in Wadena, just came out in the recent weeks. Hey, just tell us a little bit. What's the Wadena connection?
Yeah, so both my parents are Wadena grads, my dad in 79, my mom in 81. My mom's parents still live here, but my grandpa and my step grandma on my dad's side, they lived in Wadena, just down 71 on Jefferson. And I've always had a really good relationship with my grandparents. I still do, especially on my mom's side now. But I lived in Wadena over this course of, in summer of 2020. So I'm sorry, 2016, I lived at Sunnybrook Park in a camper. And that summer, my grandpa and my step-grandma, Martha, were both 84 years old. And like I said, I had a really good relationship with them starting, but I grew up 4.5 hours away from Wadena. So living here and being able to see them every week, we became inseparable. We became really, really good, just friends outside of just a grandparent-grandkid relationship. And for the next 4 years, we were really, really close. And then my grandpa passed away in the summer of 2020. And 2 days after the funeral, Martha went back to Pennsylvania. She moved from Pennsylvania to Wadena at 68 years old. And I went from having two grandparents in that house to zero in about 10 days. And I had the idea for the song probably about 8-10 months later. I really wanted to write about it, but I wanted to write it in the right way. Mm-hmm. And this song, especially, since it came out on July 1st, but even still in the last week or so, it's been on a strange but wild ride, and it's been so cool.
And, you talk about that kind of wanting to do it, but do it right, and it took a little bit. And when you kind of started getting going, when you started feeling like this is the time to work on it, did it flow pretty naturally, or was it very methodical and being careful?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting. I told this over on the FM, but from concept to shooting the music video, original concept to shooting the music video, it was like 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
And it was all of that happened in between when the house initially sold and their house closed. So it was all, I don't know if it was divine intervention or what it was, but it all came together really, really quickly. But, like I said, I'd had the idea for the song. I was driving back to my hometown of Stuartville, and I always bring an instrument with me, my guitar, and I didn't that week. I don't know why. And I was 10 miles outside of Moorhead, because that's where I lived at the time, and I had this line, Nobody's Home in Wadena, and I tuck it away, and I tried to write it, couldn't get it. I was close. I drove to Wadena on like a Tuesday night at 11:30, went to the cemetery. That was probably not the best idea at midnight, but I went and parked outside their house. Obviously no one was there, and I finished the song in about 10 minutes.
Wow.
It was really, really cool how it all came together.
And coming together for you and hearing it and playing it back, kind of what does that mean for you?
Oh my gosh. Like it's weird because the song, I finished it in March of 2021 and it didn't come out until July of 22. So it has been mine for a long time, and I've played it here and there at shows, but I've never released anything about it. It was terrifying to share it because it's such a personal side of me. It's such a personal part. But country music is storytelling, and the best country songs are the ones where it is a little more personal. It is a little more deep. All of those fears were kind of nixed when I put it out, and I would start getting messages from people who have Wadena ties or Otter Tail County ties or Stuartville ties, and they they're telling me stories about their grandparents or their family members that lived in Wadena, or have, like I said, or have Wadena ties, and it's incredible. It means the world to me, and I do not take it for granted for one second how special it is to be able to share music, share my stories through music, and have people resonate with it.
And, you know, even we shared this on our Facebook page, and people listened to the song, and you saw a few comments and a few shares. They love to say this song reminds them of their family, reminds them of growing up and all that kind of stuff. And when you shot the music video, did you actually get the house, or was it kind of a stage, or how did that work for the music video?
So that was the house.
That is the house. Okay.
Yeah. So, like I said, it was just right down Jefferson here, still in town on South 71. And it was a house that, I mean, my dad grew up in. It's been in the family for a while. And it was we shot it about a week before it closed. So everything was out of it. We brought in a little smoke machine to create a little haze. But a guy I went to high school with, Neil Abbott, shot the video. He shot my That's My Hometown video as well, and my 78-150 video. But one of the cool things, I also have a videography background, and when I can, I really like having my hand in the editing as well. So I sat on this footage, like I said, for 14, 15 months, and I actually edited it. I put it together, and I made it exactly how I wanted it. And it was so special. And to be able to have that little capsule of that house, especially because it's not in the family anymore, to be able to look back at that and all the pictures that we have from that house, it's just really, really special for the family.
And, you know, you mentioned that putting it together, getting to shoot it at the house and editing it yourself and everything is, I mean, it's just a giant love letter, right?
Oh, 100%. And it was my grandpa and Martha actually still is alive. She just turned 90 a couple months ago. She lives out in Pennsylvania. I've seen her a couple times, but, you know, this, my grandpa and Martha were two of my biggest fans through music, and they came to shows when, you know, people probably shouldn't have been coming to shows, it's just a tribute. You know, family is a huge thing. People talk about, especially in country music as an artist, like what you want to say. And I think kind of the overarching tone in my music is just how important family and friendship and relationships are in my life and in all of our lives. And this was just a tribute for that. Like you said, a love letter. And it's just really, really special to be able to share this and have people resonate with it, because it is so specific. It's about Wadena, yes, and it's about my grandparents, and it's telling specific stories of hearing aids and things like that, but it's still enough for people to resonate with it, which is just incredible.
We're talking here with Aaron Simmons, Nobody's Home in Wadena, his latest song. We're talking about all this, and, you know, Nobody's Home in Wadena, you were just mentioning, it isn't your first song. Talk about some of the other music you do. How long have you kind of been putting music together?
Yeah, so I picked up a guitar for the first time in 2013, my senior year of high school. I was 18 years old. And it was actually funny. I was jealous of a classmate of mine who was better looking than me and better shape than I was. And he picked up a guitar, and I was like, man, that looks cool. So I did as well about a month later. And I picked up a guitar for my senior solo. I sang I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz for my senior choir solo. I joined, I was a charter member, if you will, of the Root River Crawdaddies, which was a bluegrass band in my hometown, with some neighbors, but like some pretty talented neighbors. And one of which, the fiddle player, still plays with me 10 years later, and which is really, really cool. But I moved to Moorhead. I'm an MSUM grad in 2018, moved to Moorhead. And once I did that in 2015, I started writing my own music. I started, you know, playing shows. I released my first single in 2017, a song called Minnesota, which I'm really proud of where I come from, and I think that's pretty evident in the music that I put out. And released an album in 2020 as well that actually went to number 5 on the iTunes country charts when it came out. The second single on the album was That's My Hometown, and between the music video and streaming, it's been listened to over 100,000 times online, which is it's insane. And then I've put out a couple other singles as well, with more of a Nashville crew, a producer down in Nashville. With other songwriters, I've written everything I put out, but I'm now co-writing and creating these songs that are better and more structurally sound. And, they're a little tighter, but still have that, piece of me, which I think, especially in my music, is really, really important.
We're talking again with Aaron Simmons, writer, singer of Nobody's Home in Wadena. Aaron, can you stick with us a little bit and we can talk a little bit more? This is great getting to talk with you here.
Absolutely.
All right, perfect. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we'll have more conversations with Aaron Simmons on KWAD. That was the first part of our conversation, but we weren't done yet. We still talked a whole bunch with Aaron about his career aspirations and where he likes to go in Wadena, a whole bunch more. Here's the rest of the interview.
It wasn't just me, but the story is what drives that song, and that is what country music is, and it's just so fun to be a part of.
And you talked about that before when we were talking with you just a few minutes ago, is you kind of starting to dip that toe a little bit in the Nashville waters, and talk about what that process is like and where your kind of goals are from here.
Yeah, so I moved to Nashville in October, so it's only been 10 months that I've been there, and I've actually spent a lot of time up here in Minnesota just, you know, playing acoustic shows, and I have 5 friends getting married over the course of 2022, so I'm back quite a bit. But, you know, Nashville... You know, it's just where everything's happening, and I'm a proud, you know, member of the Midwest Country Music Organization, and I love playing music up here and writing with other artists that are up here. But I have, you know, really, really large aspirations. I want to do this as my career. I want to be able to share my music and my stories, you know, with as many people as possible, and tour and perform, and there's no better place than Nashville, and you know the. There's good music everywhere, but when you can go out on a Monday night at 10:30 to a random bar somewhere in Nashville and find phenomenal songwriters, it's there's just nothing like it.
Yeah, and you know, you said Midwest, you'd love to write about where you're from. You just wrote about Wadena. You've had some songs about Minnesota. That's not something you hear a lot. You know, when you hear country music on the radio, it's all Texas. It's all the Deep South, it's Tennessee, it's all that kind of stuff. You're kind of, is that kind of intentional, carving out that own brand for yourself as somebody that Midwestern country listeners can relate to?
You know, it's definitely intentional, but it's not necessarily something that I'm trying to make it my brand. It's just who I am. And, you know, in a business is where you, to break through, you really need to be as authentic as possible to be able to relate with people and have people relate with you. You need to be as authentic as possible. And, you know, even though I'm from the Midwest, I grew up in a small town, and I struggle a little bit with, you know, I'm not from Texas. I'm not from the South. I didn't grow up on a farm. I didn't, you know, didn't drive on dirt roads to get to school. I grew up in town, but you know, country is storytelling. And I heard a friend of mine, I'm good friends with Tiger Lily from North Dakota, two sisters in Nashville that are just crushing it. And they put a video out just yesterday about how country is relative. And I couldn't have resonated with anything anymore. It's country music is storytelling. And when you grow up just south of Rochester, you feel really country and small towns and hardworking. And there's a lot of things about country music that aren't just trucks and dirt roads and farms that I can still resonate with, that I still think a lot of fans of country music resonate with, even though they aren't those things either. And so, yeah, it's definitely intentional, but it's more so trying to be just as authentic as I can. Not necessarily trying to make it my brand, but I'm just really proud of where I come from and the people that are around me in my life. And it makes it a lot easier to write about those things when those structures of my life are so solid.
We're talking with Aaron Simmons. He is new. He's got the new song coming out, Nobody's Home in Wadena. You just heard it a few minutes ago, talking about his grandparents and visiting them and the memories he's had with them. And you've probably had some pretty good Wadena memories as well. Where's kind of, when you're in town, where are the spots? Where do you like to go to?
So I actually played at Drastic Measures here in town on July 2nd. I think it was the day after the song came out, which was really, really fun. And then, you know, my grandpa and I always used to go to the Boondocks, I'm actually planning on going there for breakfast this morning.
Nice, nice.
And, you know, I've gone to the Cozy Theater. I go to the Uptown. Like I said, I lived at Sunnybrook Park. The Walmart comes in handy because I know you want to shop small and shop local, but, you know, the Walmart comes in handy when you're going to the lake for sure. But, you know, I just like spending time here, and there's just a lot of really, really great people. And I have a lot of family ties here, both in my immediate and extended families. So coming here, and Wadena really has felt like my second home growing up. We came up here all the time. Like I said, my mom's parents still live here, so I try to come and see them as much as I can as well. But just, you know, spending time here in town. I used to play music at the old Whiskey Creek Saloon down the road, and I used to play in Deer Creek all the time, and it's just a town that has felt more, outside of my own hometown, Wadena has felt more like home than anything else, and I just love spending time here.
Yeah, and you know, that's, again, it's just the localness of it, and getting to have a country song that's talking about not only the Midwest and Minnesota, but right here in Wadena. For those listening who are in town and in the surrounding area, kind of what's the message to people to kind of give them that little kind of ownership of this song as well?
You know, the tagline that I said when I first released the song is, if your grandparents are still alive, call them. And I've had conversations with friends of mine about, you know, when we're at a point in our life, you know, I'm 27 years old and you want to run and you want to go. And I really feel like that is how I've been living my life, has just been going and going and going. And part of it is I still try to carve out time for my family and for my friends. One, because I love doing that, and I love spending time with my family and friends, and I will forego sleep doing that. But also, I know how much it meant to my grandparents, Grandpa and Martha, that I visited, and I know how much they enjoyed it. And even though I enjoyed it as well, I loved it. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't love it. But it just made it so much easier because I knew how much they appreciated it, and I knew how much they enjoyed when I came to town. And it wasn't because I brought great stories, or it wasn't because of anything I brought or anything materialistic. It was just because I was choosing to spend time with them. And I think that's the message that I want people to leave with this song is, there will come a point. My grandpa just said yesterday, my mom's dad just said, Father Time waits for no one. And there will come a time when all of our loved ones will move on. And you don't want to regret not spending that time. You can always, you know, you just, there's a finite number of times that you can see the people in your life, and as many times as you can, I think you should, and forego sleep to do that, because it's worth it.
Always important to remember that. And we're here on KWAD as we're talking with Aaron Simmons, singer of Nobody's Home, in Wadena's latest song. And we play classic country here on KWAD. Any kind of, who are the classic country guys that come to your mind that you draw inspiration from, or that when, you know, if you get the choice to listen to some of the good old country, who's the first person you think of?
You know, I grew up on 90s country, and that's one of my holes of country music knowledge is 90s country, or is anything older than 90s country. Because I grew up, my dad loved classic rock. I grew up on Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, some early Blake Shelton. But lately I've been trying to get into that older country, and I feel like growing up I would have really resonated with Waylon Jennings. And Keith Whitley a little bit as well too. And you know, I'm slowly starting to work myself through those catalogs because that's another thing. You know, I didn't grow up on old country, so someone could feel like a fraud being a country music artist, and I really don't want to feel that way, because I'm proud of who I come from, of where I come from, just physically here in the world. But as far as country music as well, I'm very, very proud to be a country music artist as well. So like I said, I'm slowly working my way through those catalogs. But yeah, Keith Whitley, Waylon Jennings are two people that I'm really, really trying to hone in on right now.
A lot of people nodding their heads listening to, mm-hmm. to you saying that. Mm-hmm. So, hey, Aaron, before we let you go here, and you got a bunch of stuff, you're a busy guy, where can people go to listen to your music? Do you have any shows coming up? Here's the stage, man. Talk about chances people can go and help you out.
Yeah, so there's the biggest thing that you can ask, that any musician can ask, is just stream our stuff and come to a show. But the very least, go to the YouTube, that made me sound really old. go to YouTube, play our stuff, stream it, buy it on iTunes. You can find all of my social media at Aaron Simmons Music, two A's in Aaron, two M's in Simmons. And that's where you can find all my social media. But wherever you listen to music, you can just search Aaron Simmons and you'll find it. I have, I think, 13 or 14 songs out. I've got a whole, I've got a pretty strong catalog that I'm proud of right now. And then I'm going back to Nashville this week. I've got two shows in Iowa coming up, but then I'm coming back to the area because I said, I have five friends getting married this summer. And then I actually got to play a WeFest VIP party this week.
Wow.
And I sang the national anthem. And because of that, I extended my trip into Minnesota. So I need to go back to Nashville for a couple things, turning around, coming back like 10 days later. So I'm playing in Battle Lake at ABC Brewing on Thursday, August 25th. I believe that's the 25th, I'm playing at Big Pine Lodge in Perham on Friday, August 26th. So those are my next opportunities. And then I got some shows in October as well that I'm over at the 1910 Sip House in Battle Lake. This is this area, this neck of the woods is really where I cut my teeth with music. I'm proud to be from Stuartville, but I didn't really even start playing music until I moved to Moorhead to go to MSUM. So this area is really where I played and drove all those miles. And so it's fun to come back to with some new stuff.
We're talking with Aaron Simmons. He wrote Nobody's Home in Wadena. He's got a bunch of other songs as well. Like you said, go to YouTube. You can check all those out and wherever you listen to music. Aaron, we thank you so much for taking the time to stop in and talk with us. It was great to meet you, great to have you, and great to introduce yourself to some of the people in Wadena who maybe haven't heard the song yet. This was awesome.
You as well, CJ. Thank you and Dan for having me. This has been so much fun.
We're talking with Aaron Simmons, Nobody's Home in Wadena, just came out over the last month. Aaron, safe travels. Great to talk with you. And hopefully, the door's always open. You can come back on whenever you want.
I might take you up on that. Also, if you find that link for where to get paid to sleep, just let me know, because that sounds that sounds really great right now.
All right, sounds good. I'll find it.
Thanks, CJ.
There he goes. That's Aaron Simmons, Nobody's Home in Wadena. Really cool to get to talk with not only a country music artist, but a local one who really shares Minnesota, the Midwest, and Wadena as well. Really cool to get to talk and to listen. There you go. That is Aaron Simmons talking about Nobody's Home in Wadena, where he grew up, his connection to Wadena, and just a whole bunch of cool stuff. So it was really great to have him in studio and talk. Again, go check his stuff out on YouTube. Just search Aaron Simmons, Nobody's Home in Wadena. You'll be able to find right there his music video, which again, he shot right here in Wadena, which is just awesome to see. Well, if you like what you heard, be sure to share this link on Facebook, any kind of social media. Keep clicking it and helping out not only this page, but also Aaron as well.